My name is Edward Ussett. I'm a grain market economist with the University of Minnesota.
Ed, kind of summarize how you have viewed what's transpired over the last, week and a half, 2 week period since the U.S. and China announced during the G20 summit that they were going to essentially pause the trade war. We've seen a few purchases of U.S. soybeans by China. It seems, though, that the market has not responded in the way many probably assumed it would, because maybe the buys aren't as big as was anticipated. But what's your take?
Well, I think I join a lot of people. I'm a little confused. A lot of mixed messages last week. We've not only got some new sales, which is good. I think we like that. They really aren't that big in the grand scheme of things, but it's a start. You start with the sale. At the same time, we've got this deal going with Canada, who arrested a Chinese an executive. And so we've got that kerfuffle at the same time. And boy, the Chinese are good at sending mixed messages to follow that, their grief over that with a purchase of soybeans and corn. Here's the bottom line to me. The supply and demand situation in soybeans in particular is kind of onerous, even if we're making sales to China. So the idea that we're going to make sales to China and that's going to cure all our problems, I think, is a little ahead of the game. We've got a lot of soybeans, a good crop just harvested. South America is working on another good crop, and the world situation just isn't that sunny. The trade war is just kicking us while we're already down. So it's a tough situation right now. And I would challenge farmers to take a good hard look at the higher prices we've had since harvest. Not greatly higher, but 70, 80, 90 cents higher in different areas. Take a good hard look at that, both in terms of an old crop selling opportunity and maybe a chance to get started on 2019.
The idea that we could see Chinese purchases at a level where a true rally could occur for soybean prices. Is that just pretty unrealistic given the supply and demand situation then, Ed?
Yeah, I want the Chinese sales to come back. We need them. We need those sales. China is an important part of an important market for us. But even if they were back where they were a year ago, I'm just saying we've still got a lot of soybeans out there and a lot of catching up to do. So let's not just turn a blind eye to the current rally we've had.
On South America, you mentioned they're having a pretty good start to the growing season down there, but I have heard some recent chatter about some dry areas and how if it continues to be dry, we could go from a bearish to a bullish situation, potentially. What are you hearing from South America right now?
Same thing. I'm hearing the same things. And the possibility of a supply-led rally in soybeans and corn and in all grains is an ever-present possibility. And that's why we watch those things. But I'm not in the mode of pushing the panic button just yet. I think they're going to do okay down there.
So as it is, you mentioned that there could be some opportunities, both old crop and new crop for soybeans. Anything else you want to make sure we discuss today?
Well, that's the most important thing. We get caught up in the rhetoric of, and I've said for a while about this trade war. We need, as the old country song says, a little less talk and a lot more action. And there's a lot of talk, not much action. And despite that, I'm looking now, for example, at January soybeans. My goodness, they were all the way down to about 8.25 a bushel. The futures market was in September of this year. And now we're up over $9, $9.05 right now. November 19 soybeans, they topped out at about $10 a bushel, maybe 10 during the rally. This is now 2019 soybeans. And they're up around 950. They're only 50, 60 cents off its highs from last summer. So these are opportunities. I'd take a good hard look at them right now.